بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed Surah Al-Mulk, and we were going to discuss another incident which appears in Surah Al-Qalam, the surah that follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the people of the garden, Ashabul Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. Verily we tested the mushrikeen of Makkah, the kuffar of Makkah. We tested them with their wealth and their children, like how we tested the people of Jannah. Here the people of Jannah, Ashabu Jannah, does not refer to the Jannah paradise for the hereafter. Jannah here refers to the beautiful farms that Allah ta'ala had given this group of people, or this family. He was a very pious person, and he lived in a place called Sarwan, which was somewhere in Yemen. Very pious indeed, and he had a lot of farms, and he used to give a share from his farm, part of the fruit and other vegetation and crops that he would harvest, to the poor, to the fuqara and the masakeen. This was his habit. When he passed away, then his three sons, who inherited all his properties, then they decided, well, it's our father is gone now, and we don't have the time to give these poor people anything. And besides that, our families have grown big now. They've grown big, and we got so much of our own expenses. What we will do now, we will not give any more fruit and vegetation to the poor people. So, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ. So they thought of a plan. They took a qasam that we will go and harvest these crops early in the morning when all the poor people are asleep, because these fuqara and masakeen knew when it was time for harvesting the crops and cultivating and cutting of the fruit. So they would be ready standing there at the time when the father used to remove these crops and this fruit, so that they could get a share. Therefore, these brothers thought, let us go early in the morning, whilst these fuqara and masakin are not there, and we will go take everything away. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. They did not say, inshaAllah. So firstly, the action was not right too. And whatever they wanted to do, they did not say, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Kahf also mentions that whatever we do, whatever we intend to do, we should always say inshaAllah. So they decide to go the early part in the morning, but that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His might, His qudrat, His power and His plan. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. طَائِف means something that surrounds, something that goes around. Here it means Allah ta'ala sent an azab which circulated and came down on these crops and completely destroyed all these crops and vegetation. وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ, whilst the brothers were fast asleep. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. They were not aware of what happened. The morning they woke up, and Allah Ta'ala had made it such that by the morning the crops were completely destroyed. فَتَنَادُوا مُسْبِحِينَ. The morning they shouted to one another, come, let's go, time is up. أَنِغْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ. If you want to cultivate and remove your crops, come, let's go now. فَانْتَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. They proceeded very, very secretly, quietly. They did not want any person to see. أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. No fuqara, no faqir must see us. وَغَدَوْا عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. And they left in the morning in such a condition that they, according to them, their thoughts were that they were now able to prevent the fuqara from having any share from their crops. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. When they came there, they thought, no, we lost our road. This is not our farm. Perhaps this is somebody else's farm. So they went round and round, and when they came back again, they realized, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومٌ. In reality, we are the ones who are deprived. قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. Now the intelligent one from amongst them, he said, didn't I tell you all not to do such a thing? We shouldn't have done such a thing. And this was wrong to prevent the fuqara and masakeen. Now why don't you make tasbih and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They realize now, just too late, the damage is already done, Allah's azab already came. Now they began to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they acknowledge now we were zalims. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضُ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. Now one brother is blaming the other. He's putting the blame on the next brother. You, it was your fault. It was your plan. You told us to do this. He's saying, no, you told me. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ. He said, woe be upon us. Destruction. We were misled. We were transgressors. عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَيُّبْدِلَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ. Allah Ta'ala then mentions that these brothers then said, may Allah, perhaps Allah will now replace us if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah. So there are many other, many lessons that we can derive from here. But the important lesson is that we should feed the fuqara and masakeen and not be miserly. Month of Ramadan, we should be more generous. In the time of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Ramadan, he was more generous than any other month. We have in us this quality of greed. The moment we see something prosperous, we become greedy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that two hungry wolves, if you leave them for a few days and don't give them any food, and after a couple of days when they are starving, now you release them upon a flock of sheep, and what destruction they will do to that sheep. He says that is nothing compared to greed that a person has, to the damage that greed causes to his deen, to his honor, to his dignity, and to his deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true spirit of charity, sadqah. If you give sadqah, then it prevents so many bala. A calamity is about to come upon us, and just because of some sadqah that we gave in the morning or any time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards off that calamity. Allah saves us. Allah gives us a good maut because of sadaqah that we give. Even one kajur that we give, it is sufficient to save a person from the fire of Jahannam also. And the manner in which we deal with fuqara and masakin, how we talk to them, it's not something very great that we have done to them and we make it known to every person that I've given this person so much. And even after giving that faqir or that miskeen, then we should not remind him of the favors we did upon him. It can happen that tomorrow we needed that person for some errand or something and he could not do it, and now we let the whole public know, begin to shout him as though he is our slave, and we say, but I gave you this, and you know, you are my payroll and I gave you so much, etc., etc. May Allah Ta'ala help us, give us ikhlas and help us to feed the fuqara and masakir. And also, we can plan many things besides this, but the theme that we understand, or the message that we understand, in many other instances in life, we should always think, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, where can I derive Allah Ta'ala's pleasure? If I'm doing the right thing or I'm doing the incorrect thing. Let us not become slaves of our nafs and desires and make evil plans because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. In last night's Sarawi, we commence here, the 30th para, and especially the 30th para is full of ayats where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about resurrection. As I mentioned yesterday, Allah talks about His qudrat, His power, His strength. The beginning verses, Amma yatasa'alun, these, there were two groups of people and they began to ask one another. And they had a ikhtilaf, they had a difference of opinion. One group said, Qiyamah is going to take place. The other group said, no, Qiyamah will not take place. So they were disputing regarding an-naba'il azim, the important event, the great event, and that is the event of Qiyamah. So Allah then talks about His qudrat, His power, how He created the skies and the mountains and the seas, etc., and proved to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the strength of raising these dead bodies again. Like this, most of the surahs have that theme, because these were all Makki surahs, as I mentioned yesterday, especially for the kuffar and the Quraysh of that time, to bring them to Islam. In Surah Abasa wa Tawalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reproaches Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very kind and soft manner. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us understand one point inshallah, and then we'll just explain this incident. That he was very desirous all the time, he had that fikr that every person must enter into Islam. And his whole ummah can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. The ayats that appear in the Quran, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as though you are killing yourself in pursuit of all these people entering into the fall of Islam. Day and night, he would go to Abu Jahl's house 100 times a day, knocking, please accept Islam, please accept Islam. So whilst he was very busy, very occupied and engrossed in giving da'wat to the leaders of the Quraysh, the big fish as we say, and he was encouraging them to accept Islam. At that point, while he was so engrossed, so busy, the blind sahabi Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala entered. And when he came, obviously he was blind, he did not know Nabi Kareem Sam was busy. He came and asked Nabi Kareem Sam a question. Ya Rasulullah, allimni ma allamakallah. Teach me what Allah has taught you. Teach me what Allah has taught you. I want an answer now. And he was persisting in an answer. He had some questions regarding some ayat. Teach me what Allah has taught you. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that point was so busy. And he was being disturbed by Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum. Another point, these kuffar and mushrikeen never used to like any interference, especially if it was a poor person coming in there. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam frowned at that moment, that if only he comes later and asks me, he's my sahabi, he's got iman, he sees me the whole day, he can ask me later on, I'm so busy with these people, if they slip from my hands now, it'll be so difficult to convince them to accept Islam again. So he was so engrossed. Therefore he frowned that if he comes later, abasa wa tawalla. So Nabi Kareem shifted his direction from Abdullah ibn Maktoum back to these kuffar and mushrikeen. He did not mean to hurt the sahabi. We should understand this very carefully, very clearly. He did not mean to harm the sahabi one bit. If we are very busy, it is December, and we are so busy in our businesses, we love our wives, at that time when we're so busy with a very big customer, and then she phones, can't you phone me later? We don't mean to hurt her or anything, but she will see us later on. Can't be there's something so urgent that she wants to speak to me now. Every day she would phone at 12 o'clock or before Zohar or after Zohar, and for 1 hour we'll speak on the phone. At that particular, she's innocent, she phoned to make salam, to ask for dua or something. And at that moment she, can't you phone me some other time? So like that, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so engrossed in inviting them to Islam, and Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum comes. Allah says, abasa wa tawalla. Abasa wa tawalla means he turned, he frowned, he turned. Allah is addressing Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ulama explain in the Arabic, Allah did not say, you Muhammad, you frowned, you turned. Allah says, he turned, he frowned, out of kindness and love and affection. We say in Arabic, it's called talattuf. Very gently Allah Ta'ala mentions, referring to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a blind sahabi comes to him. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. Oh Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what makes you know? Perhaps this sahabi who has come to you, he will purify himself, maybe some sin that he is indulging in, and by asking you the question, he will now purify himself. أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ ذِكْرًا. Or some ayat you will explain to him, it will benefit him. أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى. As for those people who are arrogant and proud and independent of you and deen and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى. You are pursuing them, you are after them. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى. If they do not purify themselves from kufr and shirk, you will not be questioned. So you do not have to worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should give priority to those sahaba who are with him, answer their questions. Yes, he will give the others da'wat also, but not at the expense of a sahabi who is coming and who has a burning question to be answered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of the Quran and Hadith.